This meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll. Mr. Bell.
Here.
Mr. Cuddy.
Here.
Ms. Diller.
Here.
Ms. Hartley Nagel.
Here.
Mr. Holland.
Here.
Ms. Kopathik.
Here.
Mr. Powers.
Here.
Mr. Sheldon.
Here.
Mr. Smiley.
Here.
Mr. Street.
Here.
Mr. Tackett.
Here.
Mr. Liner.
Here.
Mr. Woods.
Here.
Madam President, the rule reveals 13 present. Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of September 11, 2018?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Are there any announcements from members of council regarding legislation? Seeing none?
Present.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes. Resolution 18-141 will remain on the table.
Thank you.
Madam President?
Yes, Mr. Weiner.
Thank you. The companion ordinance is...
Thank you.
095 and 094 will be tabled.
Thank you.
Madam President.
Mr. Bell?
Yes, Madam President. Ordinance is 17-095, 17-096 will remain tabled, and we are awaiting the finalization of the traffic impact study by the developer, who was agreeable to proceed with that prior to us moving forward.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Yes, Mr. Street.
Yes, Madam President. At the I want to let you know that at the end of the meeting, under order, I do have some constituents here who have some concerns about truck traffic.
Thank you. Introduction of ordinances. All ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting, except for those items that require board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 18096, authorizing the issuance of $8 million in general obligation bonds of Newcastle County for the Department of Public Works, Christina River Force Main Capital Project. Ordinance 18097, amend the capital budget, increase appropriations $8 million for the Department of Public Works, Christina River Force Main Capital Project. Ordinance 18098, amend the FY 2019 capital budget, appropriate $71,700 from the Recorder of Deeds technology fee account to the Department of Administration Information Systems Expansion 2 capital project. Ordinance 18099, amend the FY 2019 capital budget, appropriate $2,300 in State of Delaware Department of Transportation Delta funding towards the Department of Public Works General Park Grant Improvement Capital Project. Ordinance 18100, to amend Newcastle County Code, Chapter 26, Human Resources, Article 3, Other Post-Employment Benefits Trust Fund regarding administrative issues.
Thank you. Reports from select and special committees. Finance Committee, Mr. Smiley.
The Finance Committee met at 1:30 this afternoon. They had a conference room. We discussed items on this evening's agenda, as well as approved some grants, and all discussions are available on the county website.
Community Services, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. The Community Services Committee met this afternoon at 3 o'clock, and we had a discussion with regards to library cards, which is on tonight's agenda. We also had a presentation on the Summer Youth Program, as well as a presentation from the Downer State Community Land Trust, and we had another presentation on the vacant housing, and we went into other and had a discussion regarding interfaith housing.
Thank you. Personnel Subcommittee, Ms. Kopathik.
Yes, we met this afternoon about 4:30. We gave out an employee service award and had a personnel matter discussion.
Thank you. Consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and unavailable in the back of the room and online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 18150, congratulating Eleanor Martha Hall on her 100th birthday.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. The consent calendar has been passed. Consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of the resolution or ordinances, please come forward and line up on the far right side, signing your name and affiliation. After the resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced and I open the floor to the public, please approach the podium one at a time, state your name for the record, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Remain at the podium after you speak for any possible questions from council. R18151. Mr. Smiley?
I request R18-151 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Resolution 18151, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Infor Public Sector, Inc. for the renewal of a maintenance contract for annual technical services agreement for the Office of Technology Administrative Services in the amount of $192,281.91.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, this technical services agreement renewal serves for land use and special services Hanson software.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18151.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R18151 is passed. Next, R18152. Mr. Smiley?
Request R18-152 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Resolution 18152, authorizing the county executive to execute a financing agreement with the Delaware Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund, acting by and through the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, in an amount not to exceed $1,675,885 to fund sewer pipe repairs at 25 locations and replace manhole frames and covers at 21 locations throughout the Mill Creek sewer shed, providing for the purchase of the bond and authorizing the execution of various documents in connection therewith.
As per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18152.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R18152 is passed. Next, R18153, Mr. Smiley.
Request R18-1553 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Resolution 18153, authorizing the county executive to execute a financing agreement with the Delaware Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund, acting by and through the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, in an amount not to exceed $782,469 to fund pipe repairs at 5 locations and conduct post-construction CCTV inspection of 1,000 LF of sewer pipe located within the same area of New Castle County, providing for the purchase of the bond and authorizing the execution of various documents in connection therewith.
Mr. Smiley?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Strait.
With this one and the last one, spending $2.5 million, and I trust that those responsible are going to try to do a better job in creating diversity in who's working and doing this work than we've been doing in the past.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18153.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R18153 is passed. Next, R18154, Mr. Street.
Yes, Madam President, I'd like Resolution 18-154 read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Sir.
Resolution 18154, approving the tax-exempt status of American Turners of Delaware, Inc. for recreational property located at 701 South Clayton Street, Wilmington, Delaware, tax parcel number 26033.40167.
Mr. Street.
Yes, this was has gone through the Department of Public Works. It's been properly vetted. Unfortunately, I was not at the meeting today when it was discussed, but it was. It's been reported to me that there were not any concerns expressed about it. So, per title.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18154.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardi?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R18154 is passed. Next, R18155. And Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. Move that Resolution 18-155 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 18-155. Resolution in support of an ordinance to provide a finite tax exemption for Dot Foods, Inc. in support of economic development in New Castle County.
Mr. Bell?
As per title.
Does anyone from Council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18155.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardi?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. R18155 is passed. Next, R18141, Mr. Cartier.
Yes, Mr. Madam President, status is tabled.
Remain tabled?
Remain tabled.
Thank you. Moving on to ordinances, 018-091, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. Move that ordinance 18-091 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 18091, amend the grants budget, appropriate an additional $8,000 in private funding from the Public Service Enterprise Group, PSEG, Nuclear, to fund the operations of the New Castle County Office of Emergency Management, OEM, for FY 2019.
Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. This $8,000, pending council's approval, would be additional funding to the $60,000 in private funding from the Public Service Enterprise Group, PSE&G Nuclear, over in Salem, and will go to the emergency management personnel for emergency management planning.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018091.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Packett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
018091 is passed. Next, 018092, Mr. Hollins or Ms. Diller?
Yes, I move that ordinance number 18-092 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 18092, amend the grants budget, appropriate funding of $50,000 from the State of Delaware Division of Libraries to the Newcastle County FY 2019 Implement Library Cards Ages 0 to 12 grant to be administered by the Department of Community Services.
Ms. Diller?
Yes, as we discussed in Community Services, this grant will provide 10 libraries with $5,000 for library cards for new readers.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Street?
Well, obviously I support this and want to see everybody get library cards, but I felt like I was kind of blown off today when I asked the question about the rule as it relates to kids going to the library without parents or adults. And I trust, and I don't know if signage is in all libraries, and I don't know if the enforcement or so-called policy is consistent, but I trust that it's going to be now that I've raised it, because if it's not, I will continue to raise it. You can't treat kids in one library one way and kids in other libraries another way.
Thank you, Mr. Street. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018092.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
018092 is passed. Mr. Weiner, 018094 remains tabled.
No, Madam President, I have to introduce it before it can be tabled. I ask that 18-094 be read by title and placed before council.
Second.
Ordinance 18094 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2 Administration, Article 2 County Council, to require public access to Newcastle County Council meetings by way of certain audio and video systems.
Mr. Weiner?
Thank you. I'm going to table 18-094.
Second.
Would you like to combine that with 095 as well?
No, that's okay.
Separately? Okay. Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Any against? 018-094 is tabled. Next, 018-095. Mr. Weiner?
Thank you. I ask that 18-095 be placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 18095 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2 Administration, Article 4, Boards, Committees, and Commissions, Division 2.04.000, generally, to require certain Newcastle County boards to provide public access to public meetings by way of certain audio and video systems.
Mr. Weiner?
Thank you, Madam President. I move that 18-095 be tabled.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? 018-095 is tabled. 017-095, Mr. Bell? Remains tabled?
Remains tabled.
And 017096, remain tabled. Next, does anyone from the public wish to address council?
Yes.
Yes. Please come up. Come around to the side.
My old neighbor.
Why can't you say pass?
He's been playing.
Please sign in, gentlemen, and then you'll come up to the podium. Please state your name for the record, and you can bring the mic a little bit closer to you.
My name is Jerry Collins, and I live in Holloway Terrace. I've lived there for 53 years. I'm a board member of the Holloway Terrace Civic Association, and I want to thank the council for letting me speak. What I want to speak about is the truck traffic on Lance's Lane, West Avenue, and East Avenue in our development. They've been dealing with this for 22 years. Approximately the last 5 years, the traffic has gotten so much heavier, and they've caused, I figure, about $40,000 worth of damage in the neighborhood. They pulled wires down from transformers, they've knocked walls down, signs down, and when we first started, they told us that the signs that go into the development were all different. So, whoever, I will not do J Street, J.J. Johnson, Mr. Bell, whoever did it, got all the signs exactly the same. And it states, no trucks over 10,000 pounds allowed except for residential services. That's not a truck route. But they decided that the trucks, it's a shortcut to come down these roads. It's going to take either a major accident or somebody being killed, because on Lansing's Lane, there's a Rosehill Community Center, and kids walking back and forth across that development in that street. School buses go up and down and let kids off. One of our main concerns is FedEx. Now, we're not picking on FedEx, but they are one of the high-profile ones that you can see. When they came and told us they were going to be building down there, our main concern was the truck traffic on Lansing's Lane, and they promised us, quote-unquote promised, that all their trucks would use turn right on Lansing's Lane, go to Terminal Avenue, make a left on Pigeon Point Road, then go to Terminal Avenue and on to Newcastle Avenue and 495. That lasted only a few months. Then they started bringing tractor trailers down Lansing's Lane at nighttime, as I guess they figured we couldn't see or hear them. Now, if anybody's ever sort of saw a FedEx truck, Stevie Warner could see that thing coming down the road. Moving down the FedEx meeting room, there's times about it, and they said they will let their drivers know they're not supposed to be coming down there. We've had people go down there, and the same thing they tell us all the time. I don't know what the solution is. With all the new traffic coming down here, the warehouses being built down there, and the port especially. When that port gets built, those roads are going to be impassable. Somebody told us they want to put one of these hanging signs up, that if they hit that sign, they can't come under it. We don't want signs up here. We want the trucks eliminated, period. And the last I heard, when we talk about BellDOT, they say they're examining it, looking at it with the trucking industry and lawyers. Now, I don't know what's going to become of it, but somebody please help us. before we have a major traffic accident or death down there. We want the trucks banned, period. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Would the next gentleman please come on and state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes to speak.
I'm starting to get radical like you.
That's all right. How are you, sir?
Oops, wrong way.
That's all right. Keep going. You're already committed.
My name is Charlie Gonzalez. I lived on Powell's Lane for 36 years.
I'm a member of council now?
Yeah.
That's right.
I've been in Delaware since 1954. And spend most of my life here on the east side. I just want to say, as a little kid, we used to ride our bikes all along Turner Avenue and along, you know, different roads here and here on the east side, even on 4th Street. And, but anyway, on Powell's Lane, we had this company by the name of Port to Port. Slowly came into our neighborhood. And they started by bringing in cars, just driving the cars on the Powell's Lane. No trucks yet. So here we have probably in one day, maybe over 400 or 500 cars in one day. We can't even get out of our driveways. We can't even go down the street to go out onto Newcastle Avenue. That's how it started with Port to Port. All right, and now they established that after 3 weeks, or maybe possibly maybe longer, bringing these cars into Port to Port. So now the truck starts coming in from the Port of Wilmington. That's what they did. They put those trucks in back of the box trailers, and they're shipping them overseas. So that begins the truck traffic. So here we go. Now, from Port to Port, now we have STG, and just to get it short, we have like 7 or 8 companies back there now, trucking companies on Powell's Lane. The road from my driveway to the other side of the road is only 10 foot. So in front of my house, they have to stop to let one other truck to go by. And in the meantime, I'm smelling all the diesel fumes, noise from the loud exhaust pipes from the trucks. That's not fair to the residents that's been there for a long time. My kids were raised there. Now, they can't even play on the streets. I can't even have the other men now. But at the time, you know, we used to play up and down the street, play football. Now, if you walk on Powell's Lane now, you're putting your life on the line with these trucks. They really don't have no regard for the residents on Powell's Lane. I've had confrontations with some of the drivers. I had to call the cops on some of these drivers. I call Annabelle. They were at the Port to Port. To conduct their drivers, to tell their drivers to conduct themselves in a positive way towards the residents, and no one wants to listen to residents on Powell's Lane. You go on a DuPont site, you go to speed limit, guess what? You're not on that site anymore. That's how the rules are in DuPont. I worked as a contractor for Bruce Industrial, and we used to go on them sites, and we had to make sure we had our seatbelts on and obey all the rules. Okay, so these companies don't want to put no rules on these truck drivers. They come through there on cell phones. They see people out there getting the mail from the mailbox. They just blast right on by. So what am I supposed to do? Not say anything? So I call 911. Cops come out. We didn't see them do it. But what am I supposed to do? Okay, so I'm left in a dilemma where I have to take matters into my own hand, and I put my car out there on the road, and I stop the one driver. Now we have the cops show up. Now I go one way, and then the truck driver goes another way for the cops to do his investigation. The cops let them go. So now they're speeding. You know, they're pissed off at the resident.
So we're going to wrap it up. Thank you.
Well, they're pissed off at the resident. So anyway, to make about a long story short, right now we have huge problems on Powell's Lane that needs to be taken care of. Because I hold my temper back. If I was a hot-headed Puerto Rican, guess what? There'd be some problems. Right now, I'm keeping my cool. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Gonzalez.
What? One moment. Mr. Street has a question.
The pictures are being flashed up there. Were those pictures taken from your front yard several years ago?
That's Teresa's house. That's across from my home. That's SDG. That's from Reggie Walls' house next door to my home. That's the potholes that they were creating on Powell's Lane. That's along to get into Port to Port. They don't even pick up the garbage. That's past my home.
Since those pictures were taken, in your opinion, has the problem gotten worse or better?
Has gotten worse.
Okay. Madam President, members of council.
One minute, sir. Mr. Powers, before you sit down. Mr. Powers, did you have a question following Mr. Street?
I'm just wondering whose jurisdiction, which police is that jurisdiction?
Could you answer that one question, then we'll go back to Mr. Street.
Why are we not patrolling it?
Who is the police? I have to say the Newcastle County Police.
Okay. Just because I have roads that are state police jurisdiction and county police. I was just wondering.
Well, can I say something?
One minute.
Okay, thank you.
Can you ask a question?
They have said to me when I called the police department, the traffic department for the truck enforcement, they said call them people in Smyrna. So I've done that. And I'm going to tell you what, they like to chew me out so bad. We got other things to do. I was like, listen, go ahead, sir.
That's the state police. The truck is at the weigh station in my district. That's truck enforcement weight on roads. If that is patrolled, who is patrolling it is what I'm asking.
Okay. Can I intervene?
Thank you, sir.
Lansham's Lane is ours, and we should be strictly enforcing that. There's no question there. Paul's Lane is also ours. We've gone out, we've enforced it, and then there has been what I call, for lack of a better term, hyper-technical activity that says that they can't go through the entire development, but they can go right there, right after that fence. They can come down to that point, and so the tickets were contested and remained contested, and when we asked the Secretary of Transportation to intervene, we've gotten no response. I would, because all of you sat here and you heard me challenge an attorney and basically say I'm not going to vote on any land use projects until something is done about this. He's done some research. There are some issues, legal issues, and we think some illegalities, and I would like to have this placed on a future agenda for land use for discussion about what we can possibly do about this.
Thank you, Mr. Street and Mr. Powers.
I just got a question for Jay. He said they can get into this site, but are they going past this site?
Mr. Street?
They're not actively going past the site, but they sometimes do. And worse, there's another side of Hamilton Park where you enter in. They're not supposed to enter from that side and go through development, but they occasionally come down here. But when Mr. Gonzalez says there's hundreds of trucks going past all day, he's not exaggerating it. And that's all day, all night, Saturday and Sunday, 7 days a week, they're dealing with that.
Thank you. Does that answer your question, Mr. Powers?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. I want to thank both Mr. Gonzalez and Mr. Collins for coming in. This problem is nothing new to our area. And you know, I can tell you that when I started my volunteer fire service career at Holloway Terrace, yeah, small child on Lampson's Lane, the Whittington family. And child was out playing in front of his house on Lampson's Lane, got sucked under the back wheels of a tractor trailer and crushed to death. Excuse me. When we went through the process of approving FedEx, there are conditions written in to FedEx getting the approval to have their facility in the industrial park off of Lansing's Lane. That condition was that they had a route that they have to take, they have to follow with their trucks. They are not following it.
They have not been following it. And as one of those conditions, I think it's time we have a meeting. Get Delaware State Police, County Police, DelDOT. Sean Tucker represented FedEx when they came to town. They were going to work with the community. They're not working with the community. And if it was a condition of approval, then shut them down. If they can't abide by the rules that they agreed with and are putting our children and our folks that live in our communities in Holly Terrace and Simon's Gardens and Powell's Lane, Hamilton Park, Eden Park, then shut them down. So I'll work closely with Councilman Street. Something's near and dear to me. I've known Mr. Collins for as long as he's lived in Holloway Terrace. And I can tell you that it is a serious problem, a very serious problem. And, you know, they can play dumb all they want. Till we lose another child, it'll get no one's attention. But I think it's time we get their attention. And we can say it's DelDOT, it's the state, it's everybody else's problem. It's our problem as a government to protect the people in Hamilton Park and Eden Park, Simon's Gardens, Holloway Terrace, the folks that are putting up with this nonsense. I'll work with Jay. We'll get it done.
Quiet, please. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Street.
Madam President, you know, 14 years on this council, to my recollection, to my knowledge, I'm the only person that wanted to table legislation. And you had the chief of staff at the time running around council table. The heck with Jay. We got to create jobs. We got to have FedEx. And y'all did that. So council is not harmless in this process. I had a good cause and good motives because I wasn't satisfied with the verbiage that was being presented. So any help that council can give at this point to help resolve this would be greatly appreciated. But, you know, I think it's necessary for me to point that out. Second, there are other problems, and they may come under land use in Holloway Terrace because I got a report from the Holloway Terrace Fire Department complaining about the hotel and the number of times they've had to go down there for call for service, and something has to be done as it relates to code enforcement. And they've also raised health concerns about the living conditions in the hotel down the street. And there was a plan to address that previously, but that needs to be reviewed. And the problems with the hotel and the hotels down the street from the library just cannot continue to hold that the residents of that community hostage in their own community. It's ridiculous at this point. And we talk about historically things that were done to move, tear down the former Beale-Wall Hotel and build a Wild Wild Wild. Fact of the matter is, at this point, we've just traded places, and the hotels down the street at the other end of Memorial Drive are creating the exact same kind of havoc that the Beale-Wall Hotel was creating before it was torn down.
Thank you. Are there any other comments from members of council? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? This meeting is adjourned.